As we continue discussing the halachas of hadlakas ner on Shabbos, we again repeat, as we have been discussing, that there are actually two separate halachas, two separate dinim, when we speak about this obligation. One is, as we've been describing, the halacha of oinik Shabbos. The one, or as the Gemara uses the words, mishum shalom bayis, a person's home should properly be illuminated on Shabbos, that he shouldn't stumble. Certainly, living in an environment which is not a safe and properly illuminated environment is a lack of Oinik Shabbos. And then there's another obligation, as we've been discussing, and that is the obligation because of Kavod Shabbos. That Kavod Shabbos demands that part of the Kavod Shabbos is that we have candles lit in the home. The obligation of the Oinik Shabbos, of the Shalom Bayis, is fulfilled even if the candle was not lit specifically for Shabbos. Furthermore, as we will be discussing, and actually, the Gemara at great length discusses the halachas of what can and can't be used as a candle. When we speak about the need for light in the home, as long as there's adequate light, certainly that fulfills the obligation of Oinik Shabbos. On the other hand, when we speak about the obligation of Kavod Shabbos, there we have to have special candle lit l'shem Kavod Shabbos with very specific rules that we will be mentioning. Furthermore, when we speak about, and in this year we're going to focus more on the obligation of having a candle lit l'shem Oinik Shabbos because of the Shalom Bayis issue. So the Paiskim say that that isn't specifically limited to the home. There's a Mishnah Masechta Pesachim that says Matlikim bebat knesiyos ubati medrashos ubemavoyos haafelim valgabe acholim. Everywhere where people walk on Shabbos, there's an obligation for that area to be properly illuminated. However, as all the Paiskim also do indicate, we don't have to specially light candles. Electricity that we have in the room, and it doesn't necessarily have to be electricity in the room. If there's electricity coming into the room from outdoors, as long as there's proper illumination, we have fulfilled the obligation of having the obligation of Oinik Shabbos. But, say the Paiskim, that light has to be on as long as people will be up. And therefore, if, as we just spoke about, the streets, and there are people walking in the street all night long, so therefore we're going to have proper illumination on Shabbos because of the obligation of Oinik Shabbos on the street or light long. And there are very clear rayas that is the halacha. If we look in Siman Reish Samach Gimel, where the Shulchan Aruch speaks about the halachas of hadlakas neiros, the Shulchan Aruch in Sivov says, Bachurim aholchem lilmoit chutz lebeisom, Bachrim that go to learn outside of their home, tzrichim lahadlik ner Shabbat b'chadorim ulevarach aleihem. So the Shulchan Aruch says that we're speaking about a bachur who's learning in yeshiva. The halacha is clear that they have to light candles in their room where they are eating, where they're sleeping. And as the Pais can point out, the basis for this halacha is a Mordechai, and the Mordechai is referring to a situation where there is no eating taking place in that room. And yet the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you have to have candles lit in that room. And not only must you have candles lit in that room, you have to make a bracha on the lighting on those candles. And actually, there's another raya that the Paiskim bring. We learned, and the Shulchan Aruch here begins with that halacha. The halacha is, afilu mish ein loy ma lechoil, even if someone unfortunately doesn't have anything to eat, shoil ala psochim kedei lehadlik neris Shabbos. So we're referring here to a situation, rachmala tzlan, to a person who doesn't have anything to eat, and still he has to buy candles. He's not buying the candles to eat by those candles. He has nothing to eat, the Shulchan Aruch says. From here we see just to have candles for Oynik Shabbos is enough of an obligation. However, as we mentioned, the halacha is, if there's electricity in the room, the halacha is that we don't have to make another candle, put on another candle. And not only must we not put on another candle, we shouldn't make a bracha if we do light a candle in a room where there's electricity. And let's discuss this for a moment. As we are describing, there are two separate obligations in the chiyuv of lighting candles: Oynik Shabbos and Kavod Shabbos. Oynik Shabbos means that you want to sit, you need to have in your home proper illumination. Once you have proper illumination, there is no further obligation. And therefore, making a bracha in a room where you have proper illumination, and the only reason you're lighting the candles is because of Oynik Shabbos, would be a bracha levatala, because you already have the shalom bayis accomplished through the electricity you have in the room. Whereas, the other obligation of lighting that we have been discussing, the obligation of Kavod Shabbos, that obligation is actually fulfilled with just, even if you have light in the room, there's a chiyuv to have a light lit, l'shem neira Kavod Shabbos, and that candle, even if it's in a room which is properly lit, well lit, you're lighting l'shem Kavod Shabbos. So therefore, as we discussed, you would make the bracha, and even if there are candles in the room and other people are lighting in their room, you would have to make a bracha on that. You would be able to light that candle, and but you would even be able to make a bracha. And therefore, the Shevet HaLevi in Chela Gimel Simen Chaf Dalet says that there is no obligation even to try to close the electricity in those rooms and light a candle in order to be able to make a bracha. Because he says the entire obligation is just to be properly illuminated. There is no special chiv of Kavod Shabbos. And therefore, one should, if he has electricity in those rooms, don't need to light a candle. And even for whatever reason you are lighting a candle, you don't make a bracha on the lighting of that candle. As we just described, however, there are going to be a very big nafkamina between lighting the candle l'kavod Shabbos or lighting the candle because of Oynik Shabbos. When you light the candle for Kavod Shabbos, then you're lighting it l'shem that mitzvah and will make the bracha. And therefore, that candle has to have specific conditions met. But if you're lighting the candle but if it's just for Oynik Shabbos, all the Paiskim are in agreement that you could use anything if it's for Oynik Shabbos, even electricity. But before we go any further, now that we've established that there are only two reasons for lighting the candle, Oynik Shabbos or Kavod Shabbos, there are hotels where people spend Shabbos or Yontif. And of course, people want to light the candles. Ne'er Shabbos. And the hotel administration, understandably, doesn't want candles lit in the rooms. They are a fire hazard. And the way we're explaining in this shiur, as long as you have proper illumination in that room, for as long as you're up through electricity, there is no problem. But they also, for whatever reason, don't want candles lit in the dining room where people will be eating. So they designate a certain area or a certain room that will be used for lighting the Shabbos candles, the Yontif candles. The Paiskim, and I saw the Shalos Tshuvos Nishma Shabbos in Simen Shin Ayin Aleph, takes a very serious view against lighting candles in such a place. Because he explains that the halacha, as we've been learning, is that you only light candles for Kavod Shabbos, which means where you're eating, or for Oinik Shabbos, where you're actually staying. But if now you're going to be in a place that is neither Kavod Shabbos nor Oinik Shabbos, some sort of a designated vestibule where they're just going to put a table with candles, that those candles don't serve neither Kavod Shabbos nor Oinik Shabbos, and one should not light candles l'chatchila under any circumstances, not just l'chatchila, but one shouldn't light candles in such a designated area. As we just said, for Oinik Shabbos purposes, one certainly fulfills the obligation with electric lamps. The question that the Paiskim discuss is, can one fulfill the obligation for Kavod Shabbos, the candle on which we make the bracha? Because the Paiskim say that even if you're in a situation where you're lighting candles in your home, both for Kavod Shabbos purposes and Oinik Shabbos purposes, we l'chatchila light the candle with a bracha on the table we were going to eat, which is the Kavod Shabbos purpose. And the question is, can we use an electric lamp? Many Paiskim discuss this issue. The Ragachover already says that perhaps one shouldn't be able to use an electric lamp because the bracha that is made when lighting the Shabbos candles is lahadlik ner shel Shabbos, and putting on a switch is not considered lahadlik ner shel Shabbos. There are many Paiskim that disagree and feel that putting on a light switch would be considered lahadlik ner shel Shabbos. One, if electricity is considered fire as far as Hilchos Shabbos is concerned, all the Paiskim seem to be in agreement. The Machz Avraham, Reb Chaim Brisker I saw, Reb Chaim Moiser, that electricity is considered fire and is included in the lav of Lo Sevaru Eish B'Chomesh V'Seichem B'Yom HaShabbos. If it's considered light for Hilchos Shabbos, it is also considered light for Neiros Shabbos. Furthermore, the Paiskim say, who says that when we say Lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbos and we're making that bracha, it means a traditional form of lighting a candle? As long as we're causing this light to burn, as long as we're switching on the bulb and we're causing that this bulb should burn, ostensibly it should be included in the category of Lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbos. The Mashag says that the reason you shouldn't use electricity is because a bulb doesn't have a shalheves, it doesn't have a flame, and therefore it's not considered a nail. That too is somewhat open for discussion, because some Paiskim say that the filament that there is in a bulb is considered a nail. Furthermore, the Paiskim say that maybe only when we speak about Ner Chanukah, which was fashioned after the Ner that they had in the Beis HaMikdash, there's a requirement that it should have a shalheves. But even if we'll say that there is no shalheves by electricity, that may be not required. Another issue that the Paiskim bring up is that when we light the electricity, we don't have the entire candle in front of us. That means if we're lighting a candle or we're lighting with oil, so the oil that is going to be used as the candle or the actual candle is all here. Electricity, there's a constant flow of electricity coming, but it isn't all there when you light the candle. And therefore, since you don't have the right amount of candle, and as we've discussed in our previous year, when you're lighting a candle, L'Kavod Shabbos, you have to have at least enough candle that should be there until the very minimum, the beginning of the meal. In our year, we're discussing that when you light L'Kavod Oinig Shabbos, maybe you have to have even for longer. Here, when you're lighting this bulb, you don't have all that amount of electricity. Therefore, you don't have it in front of you, just coming and flowing in as the bulb burns. That isn't considered a proper candle with which to light Shabbos candles. They also discuss, the Paiskim also discuss, that by electricity, there's always a possibility that there'll be a power shortage and that the electricity will stop flowing. The Paiskim say if that's a concern, you could also have that concern when you light a candle. There's always a possibility that the candle will go out. Many Paiskim, on the other hand, take the approach that you can rely on electric bulbs for Shabbos candles. I saw that the Beis Yitzchak, the Lemberger Rav, I saw that Rabbi Aaron Cutler said women in hospitals could use the electric Shabbos bulbs. Rabbi Chaim Oizer also felt that way, that when there is no other, and so too, I saw Rabbi Moshe Sternbach in the Tshuvas Hanhagis, Chelik Beis, Simen Kuf Nun Vav, in a situation where there is no other option, one can use electric Shabbos candles. So, L'chatchila, one should certainly not use electric bulb. Specifically, as we're discussing the concept of Kavod Shabbos, and Kavod Shabbos means to light candles, as has been the custom in Klal Yisrael for thousands of years. One, that is the Kavod Shabbos, that we're continuing that tradition that exists in Klal Yisrael. But in a situation where there is no other option, one may light electric bulb. It's a question if one should make a bracha or not make a bracha. It seems that if one makes a bracha, it's not necessarily a bracha of atala. The Paiskim say, however, as is the minig, that when we're lighting candles with Kavod Shabbos, we light the candles specifically at least two candles. So too, if you're lighting electric bulbs, you should at least have two bulbs connected Zohar v'Shomer. Also, if one needs to light electric bulb, what he should do is use perhaps best a flashlight that has in it a battery, not an electric operated lamp, because as we've been saying, one of the concerns when we speak about electricity is that the entire lamp, the entire candle, so to speak, isn't there when I'm turning on the bulb. So that's the case by electricity, because the electricity keeps on flowing in. But if we have a battery, so all of the energy is already there, the battery is similar to the candle, the battery is similar to the cup of oil, so certainly a battery-operated lamp would be preferable over a regular electric-run lamp. And furthermore, the bulbs, if possible, should not be fluorescent bulbs, but they should be the old-fashioned bulbs that have a filament in there, because that is much more like a shalheves and a psila, which we've been discussing. The halach is that a shalheves and a psila are the best type of candle to be used. The Paiskim also say that when lighting a candle L'Kavod Shabbos, the best place to light it is in the place where Kiddush is made, because there's a special point that one should look at the candles as he begins to make Kiddush. So besides the issue that we discussed, which is the basic Kavod Shabbos issue, that one should have the candles burning until the at least one makes Kiddush, there's another point that one should look at the candles when he makes Kiddush. On the other hand, when one is lighting candles because of Oinik Shabbos, even though we just mentioned a moment ago, for Kavod Shabbos, the minig is that at least two candles should be lit, one for Zohar and one for Shomer, and then there are other menhagim, how people add more candles. When we're lighting candles because of Oinik Shabbos, there we're just lighting that there should be proper illumination, and proper illumination can be accomplished even just with one bulb giving the proper amount of light we need in this space that we're speaking about for Oinik Shabbos, for Shalom Shabbos, as the Pasuk says, the Tizdak Mishalom Nafshi, not having proper light is the opposite of Shalom, and in Shabbos we want to have a Shabbos Shalom.